You see two actors in an ardent embrace on stage, and you have to wonder, how real is it? It's real for the audience, all right, but how real is it for them? Showbiz history is rich with stories of co-stars inspired by their onstage roles who couldn't keep their hands off each other offstage, and a few stories of romantic leads who couldn't stand each other. The comedy Stage Kiss, coming to Manoa Valley Theater, is about two actors whose reality gets all mixed up with their onstage fantasy. Kevin Keaveney is the director, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
This is such a great setup because I think everybody, to some degree or another, sees that when they see two actors, especially since there are so many stories of actors whose relationship begins or have relationships end with an onstage relationship, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Showbiz is rife with it. In this case, it's really kind of looking at what point does a kiss cross over from being a fake manufactured thing to inspiring real emotion and love.
In a way, to make it effective in a performance, you've got to feel it, right?
Well, to some extent. At least you have to remember what it felt like.
Yeah.
And in this case, both of these actors are former lovers. They had broken up some 20 years prior and are cast in this show together without knowing that the other is cast.
So, oh, boy.
Yeah, so with each kiss, old feelings are welling up and being brought to the surface.
Surely got some embers going on, right?
Absolutely.
Well, so they find out to their surprise when they show up at rehearsal that...
Oh, yes, they're quite shocked. At first think perhaps somebody is playing a joke on them. But they have to overcome their initial animosity at working with each other. They had broken up rather acrimoniously. Then the emotions that they had felt in their first love have come to the surface.
So they have to make a journey from dislike to love.
Correct.
In the course of the play.
That's correct.
So that gives you a nice emotional arc to follow, doesn't it?
Yes, and on top of that, what their characters are going through in the play, they're playing ex-lovers who are brought back together, and she begins cheating on her husband with this ex-lover. That is mirrored in real life as an affair begins between the two actors, and she is cheating on her husband.
Because both of them are in committed or...
That's correct.
...some degree committed relationships.
Yes, yes.
So it sounds like, comedy is all about throwing a bunch of things in the pot, right?
That's right.
As if there's plenty to go in this one.
On top of that, there are several outsized egos, the director and a co-actor and... fairly wacky things going on backstage during the show.
Yeah. It takes a certain amount of theatrical savvy to sort of laugh at your own foibles, doesn't it?
We can all use having our balloon punctured a little bit. For some reason, theater folks, maybe more than others, enjoy watching their own process be lampooned.
Yeah. And then you've got a play within the play, right? The play
actually,
they're actually doing.
Actually, two plays. It ends up within the play. They finish the one play that they start with and then embark upon another one, which ends up rather disastrously.
So the second play they embark upon, is that a change of mood from the first one?
Oh, totally. The director fancies himself kind of a gritty downtown New York guy. The first play had been a very light romantic comedy from the 1930s. The second one is dark and brooding and rather pretentious.
So the first, they go from Noel Coward to like John Osborne or something.
Yeah, those are two perfect... picks for what those two plays are like, yeah.
And I'm assuming that the plays within a play have an element of self-satirizing.
Oh, certainly. Anybody who's familiar with tropes of either those kind of light comedies of Coward,
yeah,
or the kind of heavy, gritty kitchen sink realism,
yeah,
of Osborne will find a lot to laugh at there, yeah.
Well, it takes a lot of skill, and of course I'm thinking of Noel Coward plays where they were done by extremely skilled actors, because light and frothy ain't that easy, is it?
Oh, no. It's a real difficult confection. One false step and the whole castle comes crumbling down. So that takes a lot of skill for sure.
One of the things you always hear about comedy performance is that the most false step of all is to let people know, let the audience know that you think you're supposed to be funny, right?
Yes. And of course, because we have the luxury of being a play within the play, there is a bit of that self-awareness that can come across because we're also seeing the actor behind the character within the play, within the play.
So they'll be commenting to the director about playing that role. And the
absolutely.
The director will have a few things of his own to say, no doubt.
Indeed, and co-stars as well, yeah.
Well, what was it like putting it all together? I mean, you've got, you know, this is a pretty complex confection you're talking about, plays within plays and shifting moods, that kind of thing.
It is indeed. I've been blessed with a really stellar cast, some of the finest actors on the island, who really grasped the tone of the play from the outset really well. It's a difficult tightrope. You've got to manage those leavened moments of frothy comedy, but there's a deep current that runs through the whole thing, a meditation on love, what is real in love, what is illusory and fleeting, what is lasting, and also second chances. I mean, this couple gets a second chance to take those fantasies they've had over 20 years of what would it be like if this had managed to work out, uh-huh. and they get a chance to work on that and see what actually becomes of that.
Kevin, you really make it sound like a lot of fun, and even with a little bit of some real content to take home as well, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's kind of the delightful thing about this piece is it's sugary and delicious and fun, but there's a little kernel that you can kind of chew on the way home.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you.
Kevin Keaveney is the guest director of Stage Kiss, which runs weekends from this weekend to January 29th at Manoa Valley Theater. And you can get the details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.